בסדר?
אנחנו עצרנו בסוף חבדל דמבית. The Gemara brought a story. Rabbi Hanina found a goat that was shechted between Tveri and Tzipori, and they told him he could eat it. And the idea was he could keep it, because we go like Rav Shimon ben Elazar. The Rav Shimon ben Elazar said in Mishos HaRabim, it's considered that it's like Zuto Shalyam in certain areas of Mishos HaRabim. And the reason he could eat it is because Rabbi Hanina, the son of Rabbi Yossi Aglili, he holds that if you find a shechted animal, so you could eat it. Over here we also said that the idea over here is that we wanted to prove, is it Rov Knanim or Rov Yisrael? In what type of marketplace did Rav Shimon ben Elazar mean that it's like Zuto Shalyam? We said that from here there's no proof, because maybe over here it was really Rov Knanim, but most of the Shochtim are Jewish. Then we brought a story that Rav Ami found young chickens shechted between Tveri and Tzipori, and Rav Asi told him that he could eat it. And Rav Yitzchak Nafcha also found he found some strings in the place where the hunters used to prepare their strings, where they used to go, and they used their strings for traps. And Rav Yochanan told him you could keep it. So this is all applications of this concept that it's like Zuto Shel Yam. Now we're at the Mishnah. The previous Mishnah said, when are Elu Metzius Shelo, when could you keep it? Now the Mishnah says, when is it Elu Chayav the Hachriz, that you can't keep it. You have to assume someone lost it, there's a simen. And the Mishnah gives examples of simanim. A vessel has a simen, so if you find fruit in a vessel. A wallet has a simen, so if you find money in a wallet. If you find a pile of fruits, and the Gemara is going to analyze whether the siman is in the number of fruits or in the location of the pile. If you find a pile of money, so money doesn't just fall out. Three coins, one on top of the other. And here the Gemara is going to have two opinions, whether it means specifically a wider and then a thinner coin, or even three coins the same size. Because sometimes, you know, you could carry, let's say, three 10-shekel pieces and they fall out, and they do land one on top of the other. So the Mishnah says, if you found krichot, bundles of wheat in Rosh Hashanah, or kikarot that are privately made. Someone makes their own bread, so that we said a person recognizes, so you have to announce it. If you find pieces of wool that were taken from the person who made the he did something to the wool, bet oman, or pitchers of wine and oil. We also discussed earlier why are pitchers of wine and oil things that have a siman. Those are examples of things that have to be machriz. The Gemara says, from our Mishnah we understand only fruits in a vessel. What happens if you have fruits lying next to a vessel? It would seem from our Mishnah you do not have to declare it. We have another brisa that seems to say you do have to declare fruits lying next to a vessel. You have to assume the fruits come with the vessel. Unless the guy comes and tells you, no, only the vessel's mine, we assume that the fruits are his as well, even though the fruits are not lying in the vessel. And to that we have a few answers. One answer is, the general assumption is that fruits lying near the vessels came from the vessels. Really, you'd have to give him the fruits with the vessels. Here we're talking about special types of fruits. You have pishnan, you have flax. If flax falls out, usually it gets caught in the pieces of the basket. It should have said you should have a sign left inside. So the exception is our Mishnah. When our Mishnah says fruits lying, only fruits in the basket, would you have to give him the fruits? So the answer is no. Usually you would have to give them, even if they were outside the basket. But our Mishnah is talking about flax. The second answer is no. Our Mishnah is the rule. Really, you don't have to give back the fruits when they're out of the basket. But when does the brisa mean that the fruits lying out of the basket have to be returned to the guy? That's talking about that's the unusual case, where some of the fruit is left inside, so you know it's spilled out from that basket. The third answer is, going back to the attitude of the first answer, the assumption is that, like the brisa, usually you would have to give back the fruits. Why does our Mishnah indicate that you do not have to give back the fruits? That's talking about a situation where the opening of the vessel is in the opposite direction. So you don't assume that it came from this vessel if it's facing the other way. But usually if it were facing that way, you would give it back. And the last answer is that ordinarily, you you would give it back, here we're talking about a situation where there's no lip to the vessel. So if there's no lip to the vessel, so then I say, if there is a lip to the vessel, I say there should be something left inside. If there is no lip, so then I can say everything came out of there. Okay, our Mishnah said a pile of fruit, a pile of money. What's the siman on that? Why are you giving it back? So the Mishnah says maybe the pile, the number. So the Mishnah says, and we had a question. The Gemara hasn't yet verified whether number is a siman or place is a siman. Either one hasn't been verified. So maybe from here we see that the siman is the number of fruits. The Gemara says no, maybe the siman is the location. So the Gemara says, okay, so from here we'll have proof that location is a siman. No, maybe the siman is the number. We don't know how to be goris the Mishnah exactly. Are we talking about one pile or a few piles, tzipurei or tzibur? So we don't know which one the Mishnah is teaching us. Is the number of fruit a siman or is the location? One of them is the siman in the Mishnah. We're not sure which. If you found three coins, one on top of the other, so we have a special amora, Rav Yitzchak Migdelo'o. He tells us it's in the shape of a migdal, like a pyramid. You have the wide and then thinner and then thinner. That's the situation where it's a siman. We brought a support for that, and we said that support says if it's in a pile, like a migdal, you have to give it back. But if it's all scattered, not. What would be something in the middle? So then the Braisa seems to have contradictory implications. In the beginning, the Braisa says only if it's a pile, if it's a migdal, seemingly a pile isn't enough. And then it says, but when it's scattered, you don't give it back. What would be a pile? A pile would be enough. So one understanding is that no, when it says scattered, so any time that it's not in a tower, that's called scattered. So really, even if it's in a pile, that's called, compared to a tower, that's called that it's scattered. Clear?
Yeah, we're good.
Okay. Rabbi Hanina says a rule about our Braisa and our Mishnah, that it has to be three coins of different sizes. Rabbi Hanina says a very big chumrah. He says if you have three coins the same size, that might have fallen out of someone's pocket the same way. I don't care if they're from the same king or different kings, they have to be different sizes piled in the order of size. And we're going to see who disagrees with him. Rabbi Yochanan says no, that's unlikely. Even if they're the same size, if they're piled one on top of the other, three coins one on top of the other, that means someone put it down, meaning to pick it up, and then he forgot it there. So you do have to announce it. What do you announce? Servina says, you announce, I found coins. So the question is, what's the idea? The idea is that from three and up, the fact that you said coins doesn't indicate how many coins. If it were less than three, then it's a dead giveaway. You said coins, so everyone's going to guess it was two. Rav Yirmiyah asks, and Rav Yirmiyah throughout the Shas always asks the details. We find throughout the Shas, he's always the one asking details. Rav Yirmiyah asks, Nachan. Rav Yirmiyah asks, what would be if it were like a share? Share is a bracelet. If it was a circle, so it doesn't usually fall out that way, but that's not as obvious as a tower. What would be if it were like a kishura, like a beam? Someone made a rope. What would be if it were like a chatzuva?
Kishura is what?
Kishura is a beam. He made it in a row. You see the coins are in a row. So it might have fallen out of his pocket in a row. What would be if the coins were kechatzuva, like a tripod? You have 3 feet. What would be if it were like a ladder? So we don't have an answer. But one thing we do know, that Rabbi Bar Avua taught us that we have a rule. If you could lift it with a kisam, if you could lift it, all the coins with a toothpick. I think so long as they're lined. If you have them one on top of the other, if they're like steps, yeah? If they're like madrigot.
Yeah.
You think that's the idea of kesulam? Kesulam, like a ladder, is that it steps. Once it steps, if you lift one, you lift all of them. I think that's the idea. So that's a huge chumrah. Because you see this, look at this. It could fall out of someone's pocket like this. But he's saying it is. He's saying, if you could lift it, it could fall out of someone's pocket. And he says the second you could lift it, you have to announce it.
It's just in case Mishu does the Zotzer.
Okay. Okay, now we're going over to Amud Bet. Ravashi asked like this. What would be if they were set up like the stones of Marculis, where they'd set up three stones, two on the bottom and one on top? Right. Is that a siman? Do we say that's something that it doesn't usually fall out of someone's pocket like that? The Braisa says that if it's set up like that, he does have to announce it. Okay? Now the Gemara concludes with telling us that money has no simon. Even if a person writes his name on it, so what? It was once his. Maybe he gave it away. Mishnah.
I'm thinking, do you want to stop here?
Okay.